donuts.
Mocha on the beat.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and this is on this all-important occasion this evening of the 5th of November 2015. We are live and we are direct. My name is Uchemefor. We are reaching from London, and I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, welcoming you from wherever you are listening at this moment. As always, we have gathered from east to west, from north to south, and from different parts of the world. And as we do so, we are here to proclaim the good news of Biafra. That good news of Biafra is the truth. That truth is freedom, and the freedom is for the emancipation of the Biafran people, and indeed all men and women and people around the world who are still under the shackles of occupation, shackles of slavery, shackles of servitude, shackles of all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. Biafran people are not exonerated in this, because we are being hounded and massacred and hunted like animals. As we speak, the Nigerian security agencies, the murderous Nigerian security agencies, are laying siege on Biafra land, looking for IPOB family members. But we are urging you to keep calm, be courageous, remain resolute, remain committed to the cause, and more importantly, be fearless before your enemies. We must not be, we must not be fearful about anybody who has come to intimidate us. They will try, they will do all manner of things, they will try to cajole us, they will try to intimidate us, they will try to blackmail us, but in the end, they will fail. That is why Biafra is indomitable. That is why the spirit of Biafra has taken over the whole world, because Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of humanity. Whether they like it or not, there is no going back, there is no retreat, there is no surrender. And I tell you this time and this evening that God Almighty is piloting the affairs of Biafrans in different people of Biafra all over the world. That is why there is confusion in the citadel of corruption called Nigeria. That is why there is confusion in the seat of power in the zoo called Nigeria. That is why Biafrans are the light. That is why anywhere we are found, the truth is also following us. And I urge every one of you to remain resolute, to remain committed to this cause, to even apply ourselves more than ever before to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Because our salvation is near. Because we have stood up against all odds, because we have stood up against injustice, and because we have told the world that we are here to restore Biafra, there is nothing anybody can do about it. The ball is in our court. We are a people on the verge of extinction. We are a people that have been relegated to the background, and they are saying that we do not deserve to live. But we are saying, on the contrary, that we have our right to existence, and we must defend it. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. This is not a recorded one, and the time now is 8:15 in London, and it is the same minute past 9:00 p.m. in Biafra land. We are welcoming Biafrans, all eminent men and women of goodwill, all those who have relentlessly dedicated themselves to this cause. And that is to say that we are here to discuss one thing on this program today, specifically relating, and we are going to dwell on the mass protest that we are going to have tomorrow. And we are going to dwell on the issues affecting us as Biafrans. We are, of course, going to highlight the fact that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is still being held by Buhari and his secret Nigerian security agents. We are saying that it is an abomination, it is an unlawful act, and the world is taking notice. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has been granted bail. The court has also ordered for him to be released, but Buhari and his men are holding him extrajudicially, which of course is bordering on executive lawlessness. And we cannot keep quiet. We have applied ourselves to all non-legal processes that will secure his release. We have not, of course, relented. We have kept the faith, and we are still running until the course is complete. Biafran people cannot be silent forever, because we are gradually inching towards closer to extinction. The right to self-defense remains the guiding principle that has been propelling us, and we must use it to the fullest. Before we continue, before we go any further, of course, we must commit once again this program this evening into the hands of Almighty God, who is the author and finisher of this project, and who has continued to direct us and to guide us. We ask him to come down to Kuokike Abiama, God Almighty himself, to come and take charge and control, to pilot this affair, to anoint our tongues that we will be able to speak forth the truth. The truth that will bring life, the truth that will bring liberation to all those who are under the shackles of oppression, and indeed to all mankind, and specifically Biafrans. We will, of course, read about two psalms as part of the prayer and fasting session that we have been participating in. It is going to last for 21 days, and we have gone into, this is the third day now, if I'm not mistaken. But we are continuing, and there is no retreating, there is no surrendering. While we are moving, while we are praying, we must not also forget that prayer without good work is dead. And if we pray till from morning till night and we don't do anything, God is not going to be moved. God can only be moved when we pray and act. That is the secret of how God works. We will read Psalm 35 and, of course, Psalm 91. And first of all, we will go with Psalm 91. We ask God to come and take charge and control, For he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Surely he will save us from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness will be our shield and rampart. We will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hands, but it will not come near us. We will only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If we make the Most High our dwelling, if Biafrans make the Most High their dwelling, even the Lord who is our refuge, then no harm will befall us, no disaster will come near our tent. For he will command his angels concerning us to guard all in our ways, to guard us all in our ways. They will lift us up in their hands so that we will not strike our feet against stones. We will tread upon the lion and the cobra. We will trample the great lion and the serpent, because we love him, says the Lord. He will rescue us, he will protect us, for we acknowledge his name. We will call upon him and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble, and he will deliver us and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. And to this we say amen, because Biafra is our inheritance, and we shall see Biafra in our lifetime. Anybody that fights against Biafrans will fail, just as they are doing now. The ordeals, the experiences that we are having right now are the necessary experiences and processes that we have to undergo before Biafra is restored. So do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Be courageous. Be fearless before your enemies. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with us. Fight against those who fight against us. Take up shield and buckler, arise and come to our aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue us. Say to our souls, I am your salvation. May those who seek our lives be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot our ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for us without cause, and without cause dug a pit for us, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then our souls will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. Our whole being will exclaim, who is like you, O Lord? You rescue us, the poor, from those too strong for us, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question us on things we know nothing about. They repay us evil for good and leave our souls fallen. Yet when they were ill, we put on sackcloth and humbled ourselves with fasting. When our prayers returned to us unanswered, we went about mourning as though for our friends or brothers. We bowed our heads in grief as though weeping for our mothers. But when we stumbled, they gathered in glee attackers gathered against us when we were unaware. They slandered us without ceasing, like the ungodly they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at us. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue our lives from their ravages, our precious lives from these lions. Biafrans, we give you thanks in the great assembly. Among tons of people, we will praise you. This great assembly is the land of Biafra. And the tons of people will be the witnesses from around the world. Let not those gloat over us who are our enemies without cause. Let not those who hate us without reason maliciously wing the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations against those who live in the land. The Nigerian government, the Nigerian murderous agents, devise false accusations against the Biafran people. They massacre them, they slaughter them, they hound them like animals, and they continue to detain and torture them in secret cells across the Nigerian state. They do not speak peaceably, yes, but devise false accusations against us who live quietly in the land. They gape at us and say, "Aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. O Lord, you have seen this, be not silent. Do not be far from us, O Lord. Awake and rise to our defense. Contend for us, our God and Lord. Vindicate us in your righteousness, O Lord, our God. Do not let them gloat over us. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say we have swallowed them up. May all who gloat over our distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over us be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in our vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servants, Biafrans. Our tongues will speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long. And to this we say, amen, and amen, and amen. You say, this is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and having, of course, called down the glory of God upon our lives, we are good to go, and we remain fearless before our enemies. We remain ever resolute. We remain ever committed to this cause. We are asking the Nigerian security agencies across Biafra land, where they have laid siege, to understand that the International Criminal Court is aware of the circumstances, the situation that the Biafran people are in at the moment. We urge you to take notice that the International Criminal Court is aware of Buhari's activities against the people of Biafra. And on this premise and on this knowledge alone, we ask the Biafran people to march relentlessly on the streets of Biafra land tomorrow. Without fear or favor, all we are asking you is to arm yourself with your mobile phones, with your cameras, and with every available tools you need to take pictures and videos that you will send to us, because we are building a library of evidence against the Nigerian government. We repeat once again that the International Criminal Court is aware of Buhari's activities of the Biafra, against the Biafran people. And so we urge Biafran not to be afraid, because we know what we are doing. In a very short while, we will, of course, let you know what all these things are. The words I am speaking this evening are effective. They are precise, and they are delivered to the target. Do not be afraid, dear friends, because I repeat, the world is watching, and more importantly, the International Criminal Court is watching Buhari and his murderous Nigerian security agents against the Biafran people. Do not ask me any question. Just like Obidi Obiano, we always say, whatever you are told, go ahead and do it. We must march on the streets of Biafra land because we have the right of assembly. We have the right to speak out. We have the right to express ourselves. We have the freedom of expression. And we have the right to live. We have the right to live. We have the right to also guard this life that God has given us jealously. More importantly, we have the right to defend ourselves against any onslaught, against any orchestrated orgy of violence against our people, against our collective existence. We have every right to defend ourselves against genocidal orgy of violence being meted against our people by the Hausa Fulani controlled Nigerian government. Of course, led by Buhari. We are asking the Nigerian murderous agents to release the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, with immediate effect, without any conditions attached. Because not only that the court has granted him bail, not only has the court has also issued injunction for him to be released. The world is also aware of this. And I can tell you that interested members of the international community are watching closely. That is why you must remain resolute. That is why you must remain courageous. That is why you must continue to do whatever you are doing, because we are committed to defending ourselves. We are committed to defending and guarding generously our right to existence and self-determination. We are backed by the United Nations Declaration of the Right of Indigenous People 2007. And not only that, the United Nations General Assembly had made this declaration. The African Union has transposed this into the national laws of the member states. And the zoo called Nigeria is one of them that has, of course, adopted it. Why then are you trampling and stifling the witches of the Biafran people? Why are you sabotaging the effort of Biafrans? We want to let Biafrans know once again that there are some unscrupulous elements in Biafra land whom the Nigerian government is using to know how far they can destabilize and intimidate Biafran people. We want to bring it to your notice that MASOB, led by Uwazilike, is not part and parcel of IPOB families around Biafra land. They have come out to say that they are giving the Nigerian army 48 hours ultimatum to release their members. Of course, this we know is an avenue through which they will cause trouble. And then say that it is IPOB family members that did that. We are telling you today and this hour that Uwazike is a paid agent of Nigerian government. He is working with the governors of the Eastern region. Uwazike is a politician. Uwazike has betrayed the struggle. We are not talking about MASOB under Uchenna Amadu. We recognize them. But not Wazlike's MASOB, who are crisscrossing Biafra land and making money out of the gullible people. We are sending this signal across that Wazuike has been paid to disrupt the activities of IPOB, the protest that we have organized tomorrow. And so we want you all to be vigilant. Look out for anybody who is not a family member. You know them, you are likely to identify them. Be vigilant. Because Wazuike has no capacity to confront Nigerian army. All these things he's doing is playing to the gallery. He has continued to anywhere the IPOB families around Biafra land did any protest, they will pay the Nigerian journalists, the Nigerian brown envelope journalists, to say that they are MASOB members. And the evidence is clear. MASOB is moribund. They have not done anything in recent times. All the protests, all the activities carried out in Biafra land, of course, lawful activities, were carried out by indigenous people of Biafra. We are not criminals. We are not the threats. We are the people of Biafra. And we must guard our values. We must guard our principles jealously. Wazuike has seen no other time but tomorrow, on which the IPOB family members around Biafra land, and indeed friends of Biafra, are marching on the street to protest the continued illegal detention of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. They have seen tomorrow as an attractive day, and they are issuing 48-hour ultimatum to Nigerian army or Nigerian security agencies. We urge every IPOB family member to wear his or her T-shirt. If you don't have a Biafra T-shirt, put on white T-shirt, please. It's very important. Very, very important. Put on a white T-shirt, because we cannot guarantee that the T-shirts already in place will go around everybody. If you love the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, then come out tomorrow and stand shoulder to shoulder with the principles that he has laid down for the Biafran people to follow. Nnamdi Kanu remains an enigma, a colossus. And an Iroko of our time, whether anybody likes it or not. We have urged market leaders in Biafra land to close their markets. Wazuike has also come out to say, oh, we are going to shut down Southeast tomorrow. We are sending this message across once again that every of the activities that are going to go on tomorrow, of course, lawfully, will be carried out by the indigenous people of Biafra and not MASOB, because they reap where they do not sow. We urge you to move and march courageously without fear or favor. Remain lawful, but remain at the same time fearless before your enemies, and have this in your mind that you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to live. We must have this on top of every agenda we are carrying out. Yes, there was a slight interruption here, and we will continue. Like I have said before, we are urging you to remain fearless, because the International Criminal Court is aware of Buhari's antics. Buhari's orchestrated genocidal orgy of violence against the Biafran people. And we are documenting the evidence. And very soon you will understand what we are saying. All you need to do, all we want you to do tomorrow, is to take pictures and videos of every activities of the Nigerian Mortuary Security Agents and send it to us. Do not waste time on this. It is also very important that you go to work and get the details of all police officers, the Inspector General of Police, the police commissioners in Biafra land, get every information about them. Their families, their relations, where they stay, where they work, you must get this information in your fingertips. We ask you not to do anything but get the information, because it is very important. And we are sending this signal across once again that no Biafran life lost will go unpunished. We are marching peacefully tomorrow to protest the continued illegal detention of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. The continued detention and torturing of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and the continued detention of our Biafran brethren, among them Maduka Madu, Benjamin Onwuka, and a host of all others we are not able to call at this particular point in time because there are so many. We urge you to release them unconditionally. What is going to happen from tomorrow is a build-up to what is yet to come. We enjoin all Biafran people to stand up shoulder to shoulder with the leader of indigenous of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, that the ideals we have committed ourselves to must be protected and projected to the international community for the world to see. What is going to happen tomorrow is the beginning of everything that are yet to come. We cannot determine the direction we are going at this particular point in time. All we are asking for is for justice to be done. That justice is the unconditional release from detention, unconditional release from torture, unconditional release from all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and all other Biafran brethren, in the names of Maduka Madu, Ben Onwuka, and a host of several others. You must release them because they have committed no crime. If you feel that they have committed a crime, go to court. But what are you going to court to do? Where the indigenous people of Biafra are asking for their freedom from the shackles of oppression, from occupation being masterminded by the Nigerian state. The right to self-determination is a right of all mankind. Even the so-called leader of Nigeria, Buhari, was on the floor of the United Nations advocating for the right of Palestinian people to be free, which of course I have always maintained is the right action, the right course to take. Everybody must be free. But your freedom cannot constitute also an impediment to the rights of others. Buhari touted himself as an anti-corruption czar. He touted himself as a human rights crusader. He touted himself as a social critic. And he lectured the United Nations on what it was that should be freedom for the people of Palestine. And I endorse it. But the question is, on the contrary, why is the same Buhari subjugating the Biafran people to all manner of torture, all manner of slavery and servitude, all manner of marginalization? Why is Buhari championing the cause to exterminate the Biafran people? That is the hypocrisy of the man that they voted into power. Am I saying voted into power? The man that came into power via violence. And we are urging all men and women of conscience to stand up and be counted. For us here on this platform, there is no going back. We are going to dwell on this issue affecting us as a people for the greater part of this program. And I will not go into reading any other thing in terms of news. I will advertise the number for callers to call in. And we want everybody in Biafra land. We are getting information that in Igwocha, the Nigerian murderers, security agents are mobilizing. They are rolling out tanks. They are preparing, they are out to go after IPOB family members. We are urging you to take note that the world is watching. Any man, any group of people in uniform on the part of the security agency of the Zuko Nigeria that molest Biafrans will be brought to justice. It's as simple as that. Once again, I am not mincing words here. Biafrans, come out gallantly tomorrow and march on the streets of Biafra land. But one thing I ask you is to make sure that you record every of your movement, that you record every of the activities of the police and army and navy of the Nigerian government. Take the pictures, take the videos, send it to us, because we are building up library of evidence against them. And I tell you, the International Criminal Court is aware of what is going on tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. The number to call is +447405964146, +447405964146. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you for wonderful news for Biafran people. I am warning the world to release our director. It is you. I don't know this type of Nigeria, June Nigeria, which has never been authorities. And the whole position in this place, Nigeria, they are rich and unrobust. Even in Biafra land, some of them are rich. These people, I don't know what I will take and consult these people. They are rich. We need not to be in Nigeria from now to December. I'm telling the international community and the ministry, the whole world, let them write to Buhari to release our director or leave us alone. We are tired of staying in the zoo called Nigeria. Nigeria is a fraud country and terrorists. They are useless. We are not going to be in Nigeria, we have no culture with them. Their culture are different. These people, they are stupid and useless. Can you imagine the Hanese, the politicians in the Delta land, they have just keep quiet inside them because they are eating from Buhari and our oil. When they book themselves, they bring people and they visit the Hanese and the rough people, that, so they are trying to support them in everything. I am asking the American government, during the time of Osama bin Laden from the White House at the U.S., now the American people are in this country mourning and crying. Why is the Yoruba and the Hausa are debating? I see no reason why the American government should keep quiet to allow these Muslim people to kill us. Now enough is enough. There's nothing we present us not to move tomorrow in our nation. To see Nnamdi Kanu, because Nnamdi Kanu did not commit any crime. I am appealing to the international community, the whole world to listen. Enough is enough. These people, they are planning to kill us. Wazika and the rest of the politicians in this land, they are the people that have put us in this problem. So, my brother, I thank you so much. And I am willing to call around. Anything happened to Barreto, the whole world will vanish. And this Delta land, so hundreds and all the rest of people that is supporting Buhari will not be alive. This is the best thing for them to repress and release our brother Barreto. Enough is enough. Please. I thank you too for wonderful job you are doing. May Chukwu Abiyama bless us so that we are going to be alive and our daughters to be, see this Biafra. Thank you, my deputy director.
Thank you.
Bless you and bless your family.
Thank you very much.
I want to hear
and you
our
too.
Sister, my lovely sister, Aina, since I haven't heard her voice and the small baby. Please, I'm using this opportunity to thank our director, Ulan and Umunyu. May God bless them. And bless us. We are moving tomorrow. As according to our vision, we are not going to be afraid of any people. They will come and they will fail.
And thank you.
The answer must come.
Thank you very much.
My brother. May keep up there and bless us. And keep us alive. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And bless you too and your family and family of IPOB around the world. There is no need to be afraid. You have no reason to be afraid because we are prepared. I have said and we repeat again that the International Criminal Court is aware of Buhari's activities and the activities of Nigerian security forces. You must do one thing, and one thing is here. Take the videos of all the security personnel you see tomorrow, whether they are police, whether they are the army, whether they are the navy. Take the videos of them and the activities. Do not be afraid. Keep on keeping on.
And I'm looking to check my best friend, whenever I heard that man's voice, I'm pleased. May Almighty God bless him also. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ojukwu is one of us. Thank you. You call on the phone, your name, and where you are.
I'm Mr. Abba in Bassangan.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They're wasting time. I don't know.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. This is Dr. Chukwu Nanyerem from Aba.
Welcome, doctor. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, my deputy director. I pray that Chukwu Kikabiyama will strengthen you and strengthen all our principal officers. All of them, I will not have time to mention them one after the other, but I just want to tell them, just as they have already taking the primary decision to be very resolute. We that are here in Biafra land on ground are very resolute. We are determined. We have told them that our life is not sweet if Biafra is not granted. Until Biafra is granted, we are ready to go down with Nigeria, the zoo itself. I want to tell all the lovers of justice and our Biafran brethren that tomorrow is a D-Day. The battleground has been drawn and it has been set in array. The Nigerian police and all their military departments and all the security agents has already been informed, and they are getting ready on ground to face the IPOBs. One thing that surprised me is this. All these top robbery officers here in Nigeria travel abroad. And when they travel abroad, they see how abroad we are enlightened and educated people are, how they have prepared their ground. Not quite long, the same pedophile, the president of the zoo in Nigeria, called Buhari, was arrested in London by International Criminal Court. And the right in the video, I watched him on 4th of this month, he was put right in the Black Maria. The zoo newspapers and newsprints never reported it. But they never know that we ourselves have also observed that Buhari himself was arrested. He was put in Black Maria right there in London on 4th of this month, day before yesterday. I watched it on rather yesterday. And right there, they also granted him bail. And he came back. But here, our director came back from London, a citizen of Britain. He came down here peacefully, without arms. They arrested him. Secretly, first, they denied it. They don't know. They don't have him in their custody. And by pressure, by our diligent brethren in Biafra, they agreed that it is in their custody. Secondly, they arranged a secret court to intimidate and to imprison him. And then, there and then, by our people, they could not. And now, they have granted him bail, and they have refused him to go. Let us take, for instance, how will it look like that Buhari was arrested in London, put in black media, took to court, the same day, and Buhari was granted bail because they fulfilled the process. How come that here in the zoo, they never allow it? That is to tell you the impunity, the intimidation, the marginalization this Britain is imposing here in Nigeria. It is very, very unfortunate that our director was granted bail by the competent court of law and they have refused him to go. Even when a directive has been given by the same court that they should allow the man to go. This is where I have just come to conclude that these people are finding trouble. They are looking for our trouble. Tomorrow we are going to do our peaceful march. I know that the police, the military, and all the agents of security in Nigeria are listening to me. We are going to march tomorrow, and as we are going to march, nothing on the face of the earth will stop it, because it's already a trap set for them to open their life gun on us as peaceful. And this time around, they won't go scot-free. They may think that they will collect the video, they will collect the camera, they will call. But I tell them, one is hanging in the air. They won't see it. It will be moving with us as we are moving. It will be watching them when they trigger. It will be watching them when they are shooting. And it will also be watching us as we are doing our peaceful demonstration. It is very unfortunate that Wazirike is being used by the police. It's being used by the politician in Biafra land. Whenever we organize any special program, that is when Wazirike will come up with any imbecilic program just to destabilize us and to confuse the people. And I got to realize that he is being paid by the same politician and by Nigerian army and Nigerian police and Nigerian government so that he can destabilize us. And saboteur in our midst. We suffer nothing in Biafra land than sabo of some governors, sabo of Wazirike, sabo of Mazob. Mixing the indigenous people of Biafra with Mazob is a total corruption, it's a total impunity, it is an oil and water that can never mix.
They have a different ideology. They have a different philosophy. They have a different background. We too, we have a different distance, quite opposite from what they are doing. And on this ground, I'm announcing it for them to have announced that they will close down Anambra State and close down the South East because of if their people are not released. I announced it clearly to the Nigerian government and to the militaries and to the whole, to all the agents that are concerned, that MASOP is quite different from IPOB. They are not two persons together. They are opposite entirely. Whether you like it or not, I tell you, Wazirike is working for Buhari. Wazirike is looking for contract. Wazirike is responsible. Don't mind what he's saying, attacking Okorocha and the rest of them. Both of them are working hand in hand. They are one. That is the that is what saboteurs can do in the midst of the right people. And I tell you, very soon he will be singled out. I tell you, Wazirike, Udere, vulture will eat up your flesh in the street, on the street. You will not be buried. Because as much as you have taken it upon yourself to frustrate the effort of the actualization of Biafra by IPOB, you will never have peace in your life. Everything you plan to frustrate and to destabilize us will come back to you and come back to your family and to your generation on board. I take it back to all the Biafrans, come out in mass, fearless before your enemies, stand firm, and then do the match. Nothing will happen. Let them be shooting. How many can they kill? How many can they kill? Don't mind all their threatening and all their fear. Shebi, they said they will not talk about Biafra. They will not talk about Biafra. We are only pirating radio. Now, we are affecting them, and they are coming out in the same of their fake news, lying news print, only to tell the people that the police will crush us. Let me ask the government of Nigeria. You will crush people that are harmless? Look at the language you are using. You will crush. You will crush. You have not crushed Boko Haram. 5 days ago, we saw Shaku, the head of Boko Haram in Abuja, with Atiku Abubakar, in Abuja, in the office of the PSS. And the order from above and above who stated that they should not touch Shakur, that he is not for arrest, that he has just come for special. Just to confirm what even our director has been telling us, that Buhari remained the grandfather of Shakur. He remained the commander-in-chief of Shakur and Boko Haram. He has released them from Ekulabia. He has scattered them in the Biafra land so that in our own day, he will give them the military dress and the police wears so that they can start shooting like baboon and monkeys whom they are. Be clear that those that have ear to hear, let them hear. The eye of the whole world is watching. Just as the Nnamdi Kanu has become a throat in their neck, whereby that the entire DSS is now contemplating, do we kill him? Do we keep him alive? It is a trouble on our midst. How do we release him? We are afraid of releasing him. They are now confused because they never knew what is to come before they arrested him. So the Nigerian security agents do not know what is to come as they are preparing to release their bullets and their guns. You are crushing somebody that is digging peaceful movement. See the language you are using. That is how you have been corrupt. That is how police are not trained. The police in Nigeria and in the zoo are not trained. Let me stop.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. And that was an incisive and succinct one indeed, direct to the point, and the message is clear. The indigenous people of Biafra remain without fear before their oppressor. And we are marching tomorrow. I said again, you must arm yourself with your phone, with your cameras, and you must take the video clips or activities of the security agencies of the Zuko Nigeria. You must take pictures and, of course, send them to us. It is also very important that the coordinators, we urge you not to attend to anybody today, even if it's police, even if it's the army. Do not attend to them today because they might invite you for a chat and then restrict your movement for some time to make sure that they inflict maximum damage on the planned protest tomorrow. Do not attend to them. Do not go where they are. If you can, relocate where you are. Because Biafra and IPOB remain a thorn in the conscience of all of them. There will be a live broadcast. There will be a live broadcast, live coverage of this event. And so we are asking the lead organizers and those working with them to call Radio Biafra and give on the spot situation account of what is happening. We are no ordinary people. We know what we are doing. We will be reporting from Biafra land every activity is going on there for the duration of this protest. And indeed, we have told you, and we will want to maintain, that the world is watching this event, this particular protest. The International Criminal Court is aware of this protest that is going to go on tomorrow in Biafra land. And so, you must watch out for criminal elements from the Nigerian government. They will come in form of security agency or agents. They will come in form of police, army, or they may organize counter-protests against the Biafran people. All you need to do is to take pictures, take video clips, or snapshots of all these events. Because anybody that molests Biafrans, anybody that engage in crime against humanity, against Biafran people, must be brought to justice. Once again, we urge you to get the specific information relating to the Commissioner of Police, the IG of Police, and all police officers you know of or you see. Let us get and know of their family members as well, their relatives, because no family member of IPOB that will be missing that will not be accounted for. If we lose anybody, if anybody is molested, the Nigerian security agencies, we pay a price for it. It's as simple as that. We have the right to defend ourselves and we have the right to resist. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hello. My name is Senior Yu, the president from Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I want to thank you for the work you're doing for the Biafra people.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Your line is not very clear, and of course, it's already off. He said Obiano has brought out, I don't know, I couldn't get the information very well, but we are calling on people in Biafra land to give us on the spot account of what is happening. Look around you from if you are in the house, look out and see what is happening on the street. If you are on the way, watch out and see what is happening. Call us and report about everything that is going on, especially the movement of the security agencies of the Zuko Nigeria. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Please take you with me from Mamba.
Thank you very much.
I'm not very successful.
Can you repeat what you say? You are not happy that what's happening?
We don't normally have the baby at family at the other. I don't know because
do you mean getting with your Biafra on FM, right?
I don't know.
How are you listening to Radio Biafra now? You're not hearing it again?
We want
to make sure, I mean, those who are responsible for our relay station, hold on, those who are responsible for our relay station should try and do something about it. If you cannot get FM, we are on satellite and we are also on internet. You can make use of these platforms. We also urge you to download our app, which is also very friendly and handy to your mobile devices.
I'm calling the international community. Let them come tomorrow and bring their satellite and video what we are going to do tomorrow. We are not afraid of the gym called Mandira. They have a trial. We want to move to African land. Let us go back outside the world, the country. Let them come home. Guare and Okorocha and the politicians here will not prevent us not to get Biafra. I'm pleading to the.
Yes, his credit is finished, and of course we understand what he's saying. But we also have to help the international community by doing the work ourselves. Every individual member of IPOB participating in this protest tomorrow, you are advised to arm yourself with your mobile phone, with your mobile devices, with your camera, so that you will take snapshots or clips or views of what is happening, especially from the Nigerian security agencies or agents. You must do this because, like I told you, we are building up library of evidence against the Nigerian government. And we have said again that the International Criminal Court is aware of Buhari's activities against the Biafran people. And more importantly, they are watching closely this event, this protest that is going on tomorrow. And so you do not need to be afraid. Remain courageous, remain resolute, and march relentlessly and vindicate whom you are. All you need to do on your path is to make sure that you have a record of what transpires where you are tomorrow. We are going to run live broadcasts of these events tomorrow, and we urge you to call in and report whatever is happening where you are. The number to call once again on this program remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They call on the phone.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Deputy Director, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Osanda Wike Arezechukwu. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Deputy Director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for the Biafran people. And I want to also use this opportunity to tell my brothers on the ground in Biafran land to remain fearless before our enemy.
Yes.
The protest is going on, and we here in Senegal is following the protest. Everybody will be at last and watching all the movement that is going. More especially, I tell my brothers, mostly in Igbocha and Aba, to not turn in any form of violence. Everybody should go accordingly the directorate of state, according the director of where he resident, to not make any problem with anybody, and make sure that where he's going, he is vigilant and monitoring all that is going on. More especially, this issue of Owazirike threatening, giving the zoo police and the so-called zoo zombie soldiers for 48 hours to release their member. Why must Owazirike be saying this? where he know that what is on ground, what the IPOB are doing. Uwazike always distraught and want to take glory of IPOB. Anytime he see that IPOB is doing movement, Uwazike would like to come and destroy it. And I tell Uwazike anywhere he is right now that the life of indigenous people of Biafra is depend on indigenous, depend on the so-called the zoo police hand. Anything that happen in anybody on peaceful demonstration, we will hold them accountable. And we are not violent. We are peaceful people. We are love caring people. We don't fight anybody. We are going for agitating for our freedom. We are not going to attack or destroy anything in the state. We are only moving for release of our director. So I'm telling the zoo police anywhere they are now to be hearing me that we are not afraid of their armor tanker, their machine gun, all they bring out to hold our protest. But I want to tell them that we are more than them. We they kill all people, more than 10 million to 20 million Biafra, are they going to kill us at once? So I want to know the type of ammunition they will use to crush us as the Buhari make the statement that they are going to crush us. And I tell them, they will not go free by this one. They have shoot us on 30th of August in the head bridge when we are demonstrating. And international community keep quiet. Nobody is talking. Whenever they kill IPOB member, the zoo call black envelope newspaper, no one is reporting it. No one is even writing. Rather, they write that Masob is doing something, Masob is having problem, which we not belong. We are indigenous people of Biafra. We are not Masob. Masob is moving on their own direction. We are not the same with Masob because Masob come to actualize. But we come to restore the Biafra because Biafra is already down. We are not afraid of everybody. So, my deputy director, thank you very much for the good work you are doing. And the coordinating is not an easy something. To be speaking more than 5 to 6 hours every day in the radio station addressing many issues is not an easy something. But we call Chukwu Okikabiama to come and give you wisdom and they come and be in your thoughts, in your way of living, in all angles of IPOB worldwide. So thank you very much, and I keep standby.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that, my brother. And of course, like I have said, we must remain fearless before our enemies. Come out on the streets of Biafra land tomorrow and exercise your right to assembly. Exercise your right and march relentlessly. Take pictures of everything happening around you. Take video clips or shots of everything happening around you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live and this is not a recorded one on this day. The 5th of November 2015, they call on the phone your name and where you are. Call on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? They call on the phone. They are not talking.
Hello?
Now,
hello?
You're with...
My name is Emmanuel. Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm hearing you. My name is Emmanuel Kalo. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Yes, thank you very much.
Hello. What I want to tell the world, the international community, I've never seen a country ruled by a pedophile, Muhammadu Buhari. Listen very careful, the community. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead. The world is listening. You are live. Go ahead.
Muhammadu Buhari is a pedophile. I've never seen a country ruled by a pedophile. Whatever international community is doing to Biafran people, it can never be well with them. And the zoo, so-called Nigeria, They are, all of them have violated the word, the rule of law, which is very bad. It's not good. The world should listen to our crying and deliver us. We have been suffering for this upper hand for many years. They have been taking us, which is very bad. Look at Nnamdi, him that came to deliver Biafra. Since Nnamdi had been arrested, nobody talk about Nnamdi, which is very bad. We will not take any little candy with them. That is what I want to tell the world now. That we will not take any candy with them. Whatever they are doing, God in heaven is recording it. You see? Hello?
Head, we are listening. God in heaven is recording it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Whatever you are doing, God will bless you and bless your family.
Thank you.
Biafra will come.
You see?
And Biafra is already on the door knocking.
And in our lifetime, too.
We must accept our freedom in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm praying for Nnamdi Kanu. Nothing will happen to him.
Yes.
Nothing will happen to him. Any hand that will rise up against him, that hand must wither in the name of Jesus Christ.
He said,
wherever they
Amen.
Gather against Nnamdi Kanu, all the powers, all their power must be powerless in the name of Jesus Christ.
He said,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. May God bless you and family. I'm family of your friends, where you are. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Sorry, your name is what? Right, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I want to talk to Buhari. First of all, I
thank you
for a good work, and the people stand and bless you. So,
thank you.
Sorry, I want to tell you that wickedness is not endure forever. Whatever you are planning against the other people, you will never succeed in life. So, I want to say Buhari.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from... My name is Ikemen from Olisa. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So, what I wanted to say is that about Nnamdi Kanu and about the pedophile Buhari, that man will die untimely death. Even he is already dead. He's about to die. Death is knocking on his door. And about our Nnamdi Kanu, he is going to be out. He's going to be out very soon by fire, by force, and nothing will happen to him. And all the Jews, all our leaders, all our evil leaders in the Ohanaeze Ndoshi, Ohanaeze Ndama, all those idiots, all those fools, God will punish them one by one, because they are just looking at the people of the zoo. They are looking at the Nigerian government, and they are killing their own people, day and night. Their people are suffering. Their children are suffering, and they are just looking because of what they are gaining from this zoo called Nigeria. But all I'm saying is that these people, God will punish them one by one. I pray that this our protest that is coming tomorrow, that God will protect all the IPOB people, all our people, wherever they are. God will guide them and protect them, and nothing Amen. Is going to happen to them. But all those evil ones, they will die. One day they will die. God will, from heaven, God is watching. God is not a dead God. He's a living God. He's up there seeing what we are suffering, because we have been suffering for many years, and they have been killing us for many years. And God knows what what we are looking for. We are looking for our freedom. We want to be free from the zoo. We want to be free. We want to go and build our nation. We want to go and be on our own. We don't want them again. We just want to go on our own. That's all I want to say. May God bless you. May God be with you, guide you, and protect you every day of your life. In the mighty name of Chukwuadiam, I pray.
You amen. Say, and I say amen to that. And you too, I wish you the very same. May God bless you, bless your family and family of IPOB worldwide. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Kenneth.
Yeah, your name is what?
Hello?
Yes?
My name is Kenneth. I'm calling from the town for about 6.
Kenneth who?
I'm calling from the town for about 6.
Thank you very much.
This director.
Yes.
We are so happy and proud of you, especially in the absence of the major director.
Yes.
And since tomorrow we are going to march fearlessly, I believe what happens in the Bible when Joseph suffered, have nothing to fight anyone, but he was given the right to go outside. And as he was singing, stone from heaven, come and crush his enemy. I believe it is going to be so again. Director, we recommend your work. Congratulations. May God guide you and protect you and your family.
Thank you, and I wish you the very same. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, are you hearing me? We take another call. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, Tom.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. You are listening to the radio. You have to speak to me via the phone directly because there are a few seconds delay. You may not hear your voice immediately. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. No, we'll take another call. Give us your name and where you are. They call on the phone.
Good evening, Deputy Director. I am Pastor Kingsley. I am calling Pastor Kingsley Kainedi. Calling
you.
From Anambra State and from Delta State.
Thank you very much. And welcome to the program.
I appreciate you, Deputy Director. Though I've been trying to connect, but I'm happy that I'm speaking today, that tomorrow will be in our details. I thank you so much for your effort and now the people that are working with you. I discovered that this evening that it was a little difficult to connect. And I'm here to speak to all the youth in the Accra land. You should know that the future and the destiny of Biafra is in our hands. Whosoever that is answering the elder, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, those ones, their decision is irrelevant. We have the destiny of Biafra in our hands, and we need to stand and protect it and defend it.
Yes.
Tomorrow, being the major protest, we shouldn't be afraid. I am out. My household, every one of us are out. I have instructed all my workers that tomorrow we'll be going out together for the protest. What I want to assure you that the number of people that will be coming out tomorrow, put together the whole number of policemen or army or whatever that is in Anambra, Delta, any state, they cannot overrun us. The God that has called our director, that gave him this mandate, is the God that will fulfill everything that we have planned and all our heart desire. The truth of the matter is that it came to a time in the scripture when some men were sent as a spy to look at the land, but those who said that they knew what it is, they were afraid. I told my friend this morning that this is the era of Joshua and Caleb. We are conquering. No matter the giant, just as one of the pastors released a prophecy last week that there is a small fish, a giant fish was coming to swallow the fish. Another giant fish came out from somewhere else and swallowed the giant fish. We are already in victory. And I'm here to pray for you, Deputy Director, that the God that has been with you people will sustain us all to the end of this trouble. In the area of the security, the DSS or whatever they may be called, they are going to lay ambush on themselves. Tomorrow, it will be recorded that police wanted to shoot IPOB members. Mistakenly, they shot themselves, not us. Yes. By the grace of Tito Picadiana. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Deputy Director, I will drop my listing now so that other people can call in. But what I know is that, and what I'm sure is that, we are already a victor. Here we have our Biafra already. I am already celebrating because I know that God is on our side. Thank you so much. And the God of Biafra be with you and your household in the name of Chukwu Okikadiama. He said,
thank you very much, my brother.
For what you are doing for the Biafrans. I pray that Chukwu Okikadiama be bless you and bless your family. And for our director, I am quite confused that as soon as our director is coming out from the zoo hand, Biafra will be restored. I am quite confused on that because I know the God that I'm serving. I know the Chukwu Okikadiama that I'm serving. In my lifetime, I'm not ready to do fasting, but this fasting that we are doing, I will complete in 21 days. I'm doing my own from 6 to 6 in the evening before I go. And in this case, I know that Chukwu Okikadiama must only deliver us. In the protest tomorrow, please, I would like you to give instruction that there will be no vehicle removed in Biafra land tomorrow, like all this transportation. Everything should be shut down. All the markets should be shut down. All the transport, all the motorists should be shut down, so that we will march and achieve our aim, because there is a lot of trouble in this Biafra land. And I know that Chukwu Okikadiama, that great boss, will deliver Biafra tomorrow. I am quite confused on that. And all the trouble in Biafra land, let them start dying now. Let them start dying now before Biafra will be restored. Otherwise, all of them will be in exile. I pray that Chukwu Okikadiama will be with us tomorrow. And for our Nnamdi Kanu director, I pray that the wife, that woman is a very strong woman. I believe that God will be with that woman. God will bless that woman. God will bless the family. God will
Amen.
Bless all God will bless all the Biafrans. British will not have power over Biafrans. I pray that tomorrow there will be a victory on our side. Thank you. God bless you. Good night.
You say thank you very much and good night and God bless you. And that was inspirational one. And we will take another call. We'll proceed to taking another call. The call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Chukwu Ejenezia. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
So, my deputy director, you see, what I want to say is that God will keep you. And God will keep our director. Nothing will happen to our director. He will come out in peace. Buhari will die. Buhari will die. He will die. He will never see a good thing in his life. All his family will die in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Keep on leading us in Jesus.
oh, her credit is finished, but she has said almost everything she wanted to say. Thank you very much. And that is taken on board. Your prayers are appreciated. And we also ask God Almighty to continue to bless you and bless your family. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello? Go on. Where are you calling from, please, and what's your name?
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello. What I want to say that is we have already prepared for the rally tomorrow.
Yes, there is no going back.
Huh?
There is no going back.
There's no going back. We are going ahead. There's no one that will stop us. Because this rally, we are all prepared at Mbo. And we are ready to go anywhere they direct us to go. But what I'm begging the Biafrans to let them go with one mind and one peace. Let them go with flat line. Let them don't do anything that will offend the other members.
Yes, his credit is finished. But of course, we understand what he was saying. Biafrans must go with one purpose, with one mind, and avoid sabotage, because it will spell doom for you and for your generation. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Yes, hello. Welcome to the program. Good evening, and give us your location and your name.
My name.
Yes, it appears your line is not okay, and we will take another call. Call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. We will take another call. Your name and where you are.
Can I be telling your name and where you are?
This is unacceptable. We are taking another call. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Turn the radio off or move away from me, please.
I'm not off my radio. Hello.
Yeah, hello. We are waiting for you.
Okay, my name is Eze. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Yes, go ahead. Eze who?
Okay, Eze Mwakova. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Thank you.
I heard from Ozara in Chukwatown, Jasper Land.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Deputy Director, I thank you very much for the good work that are doing for us. We in Igbocha, we are prepared for that for the rally tomorrow.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. And we also ask God to bless you, bless your family and all other members all over the world. That's my prayer for you.
Amen. Amen. And God bless you too and the family of IPOB where you are and in fact your IBD family. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Director.
Thank you. They call out on the phone your name and where you are. Are you hearing me? We will take another call. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Deputy Director, well done, sir.
Welcome to the program. You are not talking. It appears you are listening to the radio. Talk to me via the phone and straightforward. No, they call on the, say, it's late for you, it's late, you have to call us back, please. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They call on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, hello. They are not talking. They call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. Are you ready to talk?
Yes, I'm ready to talk.
Yes, go ahead. Do not listen to the radio. There are a few seconds delay. Just talk to me via the phone. You'll be able to listen to this broadcast when we replay it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready to talk, sir.
Yes, go on.
I'm calling you from Igbote. My name is Ifeanyi Uzoka.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My deputy director, I want to thank you very much for what you have been doing for us.
I don't know what.
I want to pray for my director, wherever he is now.
Go ahead.
I pray that no evil temptation, invocation, enchantment, libation, stamps, evil sacrifice, evil words and plan, evil arrows and weapon, evil prayers, evil creation, evil trick and trap, evil garments and blankets, evil shackle and bondage, evil mark and mask, evil ladder, evil sickness and disease, evil affliction, evil causes, that is the very time disabled. We are preached to our director that we are affecting. We send them back to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that director will come back safe and sound, and he will come back with the assent line. We pray every shadow in the Afro land will die. Every shadow in the Afro land will die before the resurrection of the Afro. We pray that our church in Croatia will be enough. All of them will die. In the mighty name of Jesus.
You see? And we must remain fearless before our enemies, and we must defend ourselves. We must not go on provocative moves, but we must also be ready to defend ourselves. This is a very clear instruction. That's a very clear advice, and we are going to observe it. Thank you very much. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Speak up.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes. May God bless Chukwu Okadzi and may bless you, Deputy Director.
Yes.
Deputy Director.
Go ahead.
I'm very happy and glad. I'm very happy. My name is Ezenwa Moye, indigenous of Ntege, but I resident at Mpo.
Thank you very much.
All right. Member of IPOC. I thank you. I thank God for bringing all the Biafrans together through our director, Namunde Kalu. At our Honorable Barrister Iman Mezu, normally call him. I thank you, God, because of I know that God sees everything in secret, everything under, even though he's under the wall, Oshuko Kadam sees everything. And they pass everything for we just to enjoy. So, I mean that. All the Biafrans, people don't believe that Biafra will come. Who believe that Biafra will come? They will see Biafra will come. They will put us to rejoice. Why? Because God has already decided. That I normally call this program, bring back my people.
Yes, are you there? We can't hear you again. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You are wasting time. Yeah. Speak up, please.
Yeah.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. This is terrible. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Mr.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening, I am beginning to pray a blessing all over the world. My name is Chukwu Okadzi, I'm calling from Ogun, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Ogun, sir.
Go ahead, please.
I urge all indigenous prayer breakfast to remain resilient and to remain challenged before their enemies tomorrow.
Yes.
I repeat, before you march, call upon the name of Chukwuk Siakam. Call upon his name. I know what I see. If you see what I see, call upon his name. Call upon his enemy. He answer you. The hour has come. This is the right time to call his name. Tomorrow we are going to march tomorrow. For this night, I know how to call the name of Chukwuk Siakam. I will not sleep. I will call his name this night. I promise I will call his name.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, my friend, for everything. I don't know how to thank you. Let me please go to the director. The director is okay. People will carry my God and protect me. I will call the director. 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 Thank you very much.
May God bless you and bless your family. And I say amen to all your well thought out prayers and solidarity. Thank you very much. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Chioma Oke from Udi, local government of Enugu State in Biafra Land.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Nigeria. Hello?
Yes, you're calling from Nigeria.
Is that Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. And I wish to use this opportunity to intimate Pabuhari a couple of things that is necessary for him to know concerning the continued detention of Mazi Nnamdi-Kanu.
Go ahead.
Are you there with me?
Yes. The world is listening. Biafrans are listening to you. Go ahead.
One thing, the first thing I want him to know is that we already know that he has a natural hatred for the Igbos and probably all the Biafrans. And I think that is one of the major reasons why he used every wicked measure to climb to that position of presidency. In his mind, he must have said, let me go and finish these people. Once and for all. Apart from having a natural hatred on the Biafrans, I know that a lot of people, or rather some psychophants, they have been advising him to deal with our director, or even to kill him. But I want him to know one thing. I want Buhari to know that any action he takes now against Mazi Nnamdi-Kanu, our director, will be adding up to his previous atrocities. I was not born in his previous administration or regime, whatever he calls it. But I have read a lot history about him, and I've heard a lot of negative stories about him. And I am what is unfolding now is a portion of all I have heard about him. But I am still watching to see what he will do on this case. I am still watching, and I believe the whole world is watching him. I want him not to be carried away by the way US and Britain seems to be romancing with him now. Frankly, I remain the only one who can tell him this. The American
yes.
and Britain can disappoint him anytime. Because ever the reason why they seem to be romancing him now is because he can easily be deceived into surrendering or lavishing on our oil and gas. the gas and oil that was extracted from Biafra land to them. That is the only reason I believe the British and the Americans are putting him, not for any other reason. If Britain can conspire and overthrow him in his previous administration using Babangida, and now later turn around to support him in this 2015, he should also know that they can always support Biafra to bring him to book, if anything, or if he messes up with Nnamdi Kanu. Is not just ordinary person. I want him to get that. Nnamdi Kanu is like a trap to him. I want him to get that. And I don't want, he will be a fool if he enters into this trap with his two legs. One more thing I want him, Buhari, to know is that Britain and America is like King Herod in the Bible. King Herod handed Jesus Christ over to be killed and later washed his hands in order not to be held responsible for the atrocities. Mazi Nnamdi Kanu has been in UK and even in America and other countries. Obama did not arrest him. David of UK did not arrest him. But rather, they pushed him to Buhari, the Zoom president. And they want him to be the one to be responsible. At the end, they wash off their hands and say, we are not the one who did this. I'm surprised and shocked that even after court has given him and granted him orders to be released, this man would not have continued to detain him. I want to use this opportunity to let the whole world to know that democracy has been murdered and have been killed and murdered in Nigeria by Buhari administration. And I am appealing to the international community to come and rescue the Biafrans, to come and rescue the Biafrans and our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, because he has done nothing to deserve this inhuman maltreatment by the contraption and zoo called Nigeria. One more thing I want to talk about here is concerning the elders we had in Biafra land, who kept mum instead of speaking up. Instead of wanting to speak up, if it were ordinary other tribes, they would talk. And this guy is fighting for our just cause. And I'm sure all of them will still benefit from it at the end. Many people fought democracy when he came, according to the history to Iraq. Many people that fought democracy when he was coming into Nigeria, are these people benefiting now? It still baffles me. Why? Is it because of brown envelope? Or is it because of what? Or is it that they lack the heroism or valor to speak up? I don't get it. Everyone will know that there is no hope in Nigeria. Anyone having hope in Nigeria is just like having hope on zero. However, if they have chosen to be silent, let them forever remain silent and allow the youth, the indigenous youth of Biafra land, to take action. Let them speak nothing. Let them remain silent forever. Instead of coming out in newspaper to speak nonsense. One more thing I still have to say before I drop. I want to use this opportunity to relate one of the stories my friend from Bayelsa told me last week. She told me that her father told her that before the war, that the Yorubas usually come to Bayelsa using different buses, and they will gather them under a tree or in their town hall. And whenever they are in there, they will tell them that Igbos are your enemies. Igbos are your enemies. Take them. Igbos are your enemies. But it was this reason that their eyes have opened after the election.
they now claim, they now, the lady now told me that everybody in South South, that their eyes have opened. There was nothing like South South, just like our eyes, our directory is the same. We are Biafrans. But this who came to divide us. This is a secret I never knew. You see? But he later told me that they have, as in they have, their eyes are now open. Finally, we are, I'm just using this moment again to warn our fathers, mothers, brothers, uncles that are living outside Nigeria, outside their Jeffrey land, buying lands, developing their cities, their villages, turning their villages to cities, buying land in Kaduna, in Kano, in Jos, in Lagos, in Ondo State, everywhere, developing their villages. I want them to stop it. Because if they did not stop it, we, the youth, will fish out their buildings and burn them down so that they can take home. I don't know. We want them to stop it. I am warning them, and we, the youth, are warning them to stop buying land and developing the cost for second youth, the zoo called Nigeria. Dibai. Nigeria, he. Choba, every DOG. Thank you very much, Deputy Director.
We are old. Very, very old. And
give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Prince Oparaji. I stayed in Ibocha. I am from the city of Wala.
Thank you very much.
My Deputy Director, I want to thank you for what you have been doing for us.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't want to say God bless you. The problem we are passing today is because of everybody knows that the British are very, very poor. Because they are using us to fund their country. And they know that when Biafra comes, our relationship with them will go. So they didn't want us to go. They are using the Antichrist called Alamajiri Buhari to sabotage us, to do a lot of things to us. Wanting surveillance for the tomorrow rally. Whether they like it or not, we are going to do our rally tomorrow. Let them come with the Amora, with whatever they like. Biafra State is going to be a different thing tomorrow. We are ready to start. Let them do more business for us. We will go there. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless Biafra and all the active members all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are. We take another call. Give us your name and where you are, please. No, this is unacceptable. We will take another call. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. My name is Owad Matunanko.
Yes, thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba. From Oshiama Aba.
Right, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Please, sir, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing. And I know that our director is in the hand of our enemies. But I know that everything is okay for now. Because when something of that magnitude happens, we use it as the reason to oblige. But unfortunately, I'm not the member of... who really want to join the protest tomorrow. So that's why I'm calling this night.
to know how I'm going to, because I would like to be on that T-shirt. It says, I have been carrying this line for more than 8 months now. I've been carrying this line. So please, I want to know how we go tomorrow.
Go out on the streets. You will see the mega protests and the people involved there, and join them.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
They call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. Give us your name and where you are. Next call. I don't know what is happening this evening. Give us your name and where you are. The next caller. Give us your name and where you are.
Give us your name and where you are. Next caller.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Nobody's talking. I don't know why. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ojebo Kenny from Ebonyi State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Mr. Director, the thing of fun and grace is amazing. Because, especially as a thing from Ebonyi State, we don't have the antenna, we don't connect, we don't see. Many have been wondering whether we can speak among or not. But almost half of us are members of anti community, anti family. We are proud about it. We have been trying to connect this number several occasionally, every workout. Mr. Director, I want to thank you, because in the Bible, they cannot play Moses and Aaron mouth at the same time. Holding our director does not mean that he personally, as a deputy director, will hold a policy. And as they hold him, they cannot openly play their own mouth. He continues from what the director thought. And that's a thing of surprise and confusion in the news that we are in now. I pray that may God who brings us Aaron and Moses upon you and our director, that whatever happens, that Israelites come out from the land of Egypt, it happens as a dream, and I believe in our own tongue, it is going to happen the same. Yes. Director, I believe tomorrow will be a great day. So we are going to march the election. We are going to receive the anger of the Lord. From the making of the community, Ephraim Jacob. I strongly believe it will be a thing of remembrance. People will live and tell the story. And I believe, therefore, I'll be the people that will live and tell the story. If you collapse, we already know. But I believe, and therefore, it's coming out. It will come out like a dream and stand as a healer that God will be looking on to. Every hour, every minute. Please, Deputy Director, I appreciate your deed. May the hand of the Lord and his angels be on you every day of your life and your family. And may you never stumble. May the stumbling block that put down people never be a portion in the name of God. I pray.
You say, amen. Thank you very much. And I wish you and pray for you in the same way. May God bless you and family, and family of heart, you where you
thank
are.
You,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Call on the phone, your name, and where you are.
The life and your family. I'm in there.
That's terrible. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? You call on the phone.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
God bless you. My name is Chris Emmanuel. I am from Eluahafia, but calling from Iwacha.
Thank you very much.
Thank God for what God is using you for. I want to use the opportunity to current the entire Biafra and anywhere they are. By tomorrow, nothing will stop us.
No going
and
back.
By the name of God on whom we trust, there's no way to go back. But I want to use the opportunity to tell you something. Because my very self, I've made up my mind, whatever may be the case. Nobody will tell me a story about Nigerian Biafra and what I experienced if I saw it. And I know what it passed through. And since after them up to now, the same thing is still running. How can you be beating a child and you tell him not to cry? It is quite impossible. You cannot continue to take this. But please permit me to say this. I want to talk to Buhari. Buhari, listen to me very carefully. Listen to us. Holding Nnamdi Kanu never spoiled anything. Rather, it encourages us. It is better you release him so that you yourself will escape from the calamities. I also want to use this opportunity to say something to the wife. A good wife always gives a counseling, good counseling to his husband. And I call the woman, call her, whatever they call him. Begin to advise your husband on what he should do. Because failing to do this, the calamity that the God will serve will bring upon him, you yourself will never escape it. I also want to talk to this guy, Obama, the president of United States of America. They are hearing us. I want to tell everybody it was in the time of Kuwait. America was in the forefront to see that the Kuwait was liberated from the hand of Saddam Hussein. Why is it that in our own time, nobody listened to us? And why should international community allow the people to die before they get their freedom? And so because of this, I encourage every one of us to come out en masse for this peaceful protestation. And another thing is, Nnamdi Kanu, we are not paying anybody any apology. It is a decree that we must come out of that place peacefully. I will thank God for God, what God is using you for, which before. God will continue to bless you, secure you, and your entire generation, and the Biafra must come in this our generation. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you too. Thank you very much. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. They call on the phone, give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, it's Chima Oporota from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Go on.
Okay, Director, that's a Bible verse that I would like us to read tomorrow before we're going out for that protest.
Go ahead.
Book of Isaiah 54 from verse 16 to 17. It says, I create the blacksmith who built a fire and forged weapons. I also create the soldier who uses the weapon to kill.
Yes.
But no weapon will be able to hurt you. You will have an answer for all who accuse you. I will defend my servants and give them victory. The Lord has spoken.
Amen.
So,
and amen.
I would like you to announce it so that everybody will read this verse. Isaiah 45 from 16 to 17. Those soldiers are the creator of God. They are creatures of God. And God himself is not asking us to go, that nothing will harm us. My prayer is that Chukwu Okike Abiam, who created heaven and earth, will lead us, all the IPOB members, all the lovers of freedom, tomorrow for that protest. Nothing is going to happen to us. Tomorrow is going to be a wonderful day for Biafrans. And I also pray for our director that anywhere he is,
that God is with him. Nothing is going to happen to him. Nothing. And my prayer is that those people that hold him will release him. Those people that hold him will release him in the name of Chukwu Okike Abiyama.
You see? I see.
Thank you.
Amen to that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Director, okay, will be with us in no time. Thank you very much.
Thank
call
you,
on the
you.
Phone, your name and where you are. That is terrible. Give us your name and where you are. It's unacceptable. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, greetings. This is my father.
Good evening from here.
Hello?
Go ahead. Good evening. Go ahead. Your
this
name?
This is Rebecca Moses, Chinezuri, calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much.
So, actually, our protest must go on tomorrow, definitely as planned. The people in charge of Nigerian security are already also waiting for us. But they should not forget they are also humans. They function with blood and water. And if actually they stand to be a barrier, we will also stand to be a barrier to them. That is on that. And again, too, I just want to use this medium to remind the judiciary, Nigerian judiciary, that they also need freedom.
Exactly.
They also need freedom.
Exactly.
Yes, they also need freedom. How could a judiciary be hijacked and put in the pocket of someone who is in government? The governor has power over judiciary in the state. The president has power over judiciary in the federal level. I mean, Nigerian judiciary is in bondage. They need deliverance also. So I am here to let you know that we are ready to march out for our freedom tomorrow. And if they say they are not functioning with blood and water, let them stand to stop us. If they stop us, we will stop them. Thank you, Mr. Mofala. Good night.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are. They are not listening. The number to call remains +447 405 964146. We want to reiterate what we have said before, that you must march relentlessly, courageously, and boldly on the streets of Biafra land for the singular purpose of protesting the continued illegal detention and incarceration of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and other prominent Biafrans across the secret cells in the contraption called Nigeria. We urge the Nigerian government, without wasting much time any longer, to release them, release Maduka Madu, release Ben Onwuka, release the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, because they have the right of fair trial, they have the right of fair hearing as well. In this case, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has been granted bail, has been, of course, ordered to be free. And Buhari is holding him. That is executive lawlessness. And when we talk about Nigeria, people keep wondering. Nigeria is a citadel of evil. Nigeria is a citadel of corruption that corrupts anything it comes in contact with. And it is a rogue state being controlled by rogue elements. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. You must be courageous. Do not be afraid of anybody. You must take pictures and videos of the Nigerian security agents who will be out there probably trying to molest Biafran people. The world attention is on this protest. The ICC is watching closely, and Buhari's activities against the Biafran people is not going to be neglected. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You are wasting a lot of time. Go ahead and make your contribution, please.
Good evening. Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I so much thank God that I've gotten this line today. My name is Chukwuma from Aba. My contribution is that if at all there will be any way that we can map security around, we can do that as well, because who is only a key that you keep and you stay there. So what I'm saying in this sense is that since then the safe are armed, you have to be kind of slightly armed, because you cannot just stand and watch them. Then they will take action, because it's all human beings. We are all human beings, and we know they themselves, there is blood and water flowing on their own body. Understand?
Yes. Thank you very much. They are human beings, and that is why we have asked our people to remember that they have the right to self-defense. And you must use it to your maximum advantage, because we are out there lawfully to protest the continued illegal detention of the leader of this movement, Nnamdi Kanu. There is no any other place I can explain it. We have the right to exist as a people. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
And you must
be. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening,
sir. Welcome to the program. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is Yofo Ajide. I'm from Agole. I am an indigenous school of Africa.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My prayer for all the diaspora is that all of us must see the resurrection of diaspora. And all our enemies, God of heaven, the one that created this earth, must destroy them all. Anyone that against our going back to our promise that our God has promised us, must consume. Be it Buhari or be it.
Yes. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
God bless you.
Bless you too.
My name is Chris Eke.
Yes. Where are you calling from, please?
Okay, I want to thank God for...
Yeah, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm calling from Georgia.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank God for what God will do in our life. We are present in this struggle. Is unimaginable.
never expect it this year. And God is leading you. Let me quickly react to people that think that they are God of their plans. That is the end. Making us anyhow. I want to let them know, let them go and make their own research. What is happening to us now as their friends in Babylon? Personally, I have made too many research concerning the people of their friends. If they don't know, let them know today that we are people, original people of God, from the tribe of Israel. Even though I research, they will get the result. And then, sometimes God allows people to have a problem, one problem or the other. He's there in the Bible. And when God comes to deliver his people, he's in this manner. And when God says he's done it, no man stops it. He tweets that I feel them thinking that this is time for Jacob. And nobody will stop it. God has forbidden it. Whatever happened now is a process for the result of whatever to come. We are 50 people. We never look for anybody's problem. One year about a guy called TV Big Brother. What was the that day? Talking about death and talking about the violence. I want to ask you guys, how many of our people have been slaughtered and killed in the Biafra land? Nobody.
No.
How many Yoruba people have been killed and slaughtered in the Biafra land? Nobody. Outside people come to Biafra land, they do physically and they go. They don't come to Biafra land, they settle down, nobody told them, they go. But if people go to Yoruba, go outside, they be slaughtered anyhow. And no evidence of anybody in this Biafra land that is killed by anybody. And that is what true that we are peaceful. What we are doing now is to tell the world how peaceful we are. It's not that we don't know how to act violent. We know how to do that. We have the strategies. How to do that. We are telling the world how peaceful we are. And sometimes I need to ask, if I just say today, Nigerians are angry where they are dressed as a bubble and a monkey. Okay. Let me agree with you. Say you are a human being. Okay, let me agree with you. So let me ask you. All these things you are doing and see the Afra people, didn't occur to you, the whole policeman woman group of brand you see the Afra. You do it very, very well that all these things that you are doing, that the world is taking record of it. And on top of it, you are still denying it. The world is taking the world, whatever happens goes on men. The world now is not the world that will give them a high beat in the back under your bed. All of them come to the bed. The world gives every plan or the headlines you are bringing out to the next. The world will do. And not only do I see the men about it. I want to get a big one. Whatsoever they are doing, the world is going to do that. It is packed down and they cannot be there about it. They have denied so many things. So this time around, I reckon tomorrow. Every appointment and work I have tomorrow are canceled all. We are coming out tomorrow to protest. Whatsoever going on, evidence against them.
Yes.
That's what I want to say. We are protesting tomorrow. Nobody will stop us. We are going to approach it tomorrow. Let them have it in mind. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name is Waiwa. Give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, Darren. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Christopher. My name is Christopher. I'm calling from Angola.
Thank you.
Please, I want to contribute.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. Biafra fans are listening. Go ahead. This is a live broadcast.
I want to talk to Niger Delta people. Niger Delta. They don't know what the outside people are looking for. And even what people. The Niger Delta. If they ask Nigeria to change their name to the Biafra, they will do it quickly. Everybody wants to belong to Biafra. I want to go to Biafra.
Yoruba people want to belong to Biafra. But why are they trying to manage those about Biafra, out of Biafra? And they also want to belong to Biafra.
Yes.
They know that they're not there and they're right. Let me tell you that our people, they are not foolish. What this is this? For the whole Nigeria, since 1950, and the CID, the United Beta, the Shekiri, the Urobo, all the rest of the African land, they divided us. And the reason of this all the years since 1950, are they foolish? They are not foolish. I'm telling them then, because they know themselves. In the north, we have more than 50 languages. We have Kadara, we have Gware, we have Ishikiri. We have many other languages in area. In Maiduguri, we have many languages. In Adamawa, we have many languages. In Tamba, we have many languages. But why are they trying to say that Niger Delta does not belong to Biafra? Where do they belong to? But Nigeria also wants to belong to Biafra. So what I'm saying is that if that can wake up, Jonathan, I want Jonathan to correct the mistake that he made before it will be too late. Whether he believes it or not, it will be too late. Our people, I want to talk to our people now. Please, our people, don't try to spoil what your children cannot be able to mend. Allow your children to live in peace with the Biafra when Biafra comes. If you push us to the world, in time to come, we will not have any relationship. It is better for you to leave us alone and have peace with the Biafra because they are going, whether you believe it or not. This time around, we are moving. So, thank you.
This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. Thank you very much for that. They call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not listening. We urge every indigenous person of Biafra, we urge every family unit in Biafra land to remain resolute, to come out as we have planned tomorrow and protest. You have the right to protest. You have the right to speak out against injustice. But that injustice is being meted on our people, and we cannot keep quiet. We cannot keep mum, because if we do, they will wipe us out of existence. That is one of the reasons why we must come out tomorrow to protest the continued detention and torturing and subjugation to slavery, subjugation to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra and all other Biafrans being detained across Biafra, across Nigerian government torture chambers. We have asked you to do whatever you want to do boldly. We have also told you that the ICC is closely watching Buhari's activities against the Biafran people. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Glasgow, and just wanted to thank you for everything that you're doing.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat your name again, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Natasha OB, and I'm calling from Glasgow. And just wanted to thank you for everything that you're doing, and to encourage all the Biafrans tomorrow to come out for this movement. I've rung before and I've spoken to you on the 30th of May, and
right.
This is my second time of ringing. Yes, so I just want to thank you so much. And encourage everyone to come out in large numbers and support this movement tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking.
Hello?
Yes, hello. We will, of course,
hello?
Take a break
hello?
At some point. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give us your name and where
hello?
You are.
Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm a Ben Mayokoro by name. I'm calling from Ibeja.
Thank you.
I just want to tell the Z government that we are really ready for them. We are moving train. I don't have much to tell them. I just want to tell them we are moving train. That anybody that stops us this time around will be crushed, whether Buhari or whosoever, or the Z police, Z army, or whatever they call themselves. We are ready, and we are really ready for them. So anybody that stops us or rally tomorrow will be crushed. We are not going to fight, but we are ready to defend ourselves in case if anything come up. That is why we are ready for them. Thank you, Deputy Director.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We must remain without fear before our oppressors and our enemies, because we have the right to do what we are doing, and for us to exist, we must defend ourselves. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. They are not talking. Give us your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone. It's terrible. They're not talking. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I'm going to ask you one thing. When you come back, be open up and be normal. Make it open up and be normal. Go. I want to make it higher. I want to be normal. When I come back, be open up and be normal. Go. Oh, I want to be chairman. I am not normal. Go say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And may God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. We expect markets in Biafra land to close. We expect activities to be at the lowest ebb tomorrow. As we march, as we protest the continued subjugation to slavery and all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment of Biafrans. We protest the continued illegal detention of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and all others in the zoo called Nigeria. We ask for their unconditional release, or the zoo called Nigeria will see unimaginable protests that will, of course, take over every activities in that contraption. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay, my name is Shubimon Alamonia.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Can you hear me? Okay. I want to talk about concerning the process, you know, that's coming up. And then we're inviting and encouraging all the Afghans to participate on the program coming up tomorrow. We are people of Japan. We are going out tomorrow. Please leave that hand in anybody. And I want to tell everybody, no, I'm a Japan. We expect to be in the street tomorrow. And secondly, let me say all Japan that we really expect themselves to be in Nigeria and that whether you believe it or not, Nigeria is living under the anger of God. God claims to believe that is a country that shed the blood
from 1945 up to date. This shedding blood. Whatever happened to Nigeria today is a clear result of what Nigeria has done for themselves. I'm telling people that Nigeria is not going to be better at all. Nigeria has no future. That's why you see Nigeria having big money. But they cannot be able to develop their country. They are living under cost. And whether it is or not, many people who have in their friends. And I'm using the opportunity to tell all the men of God in this country, call Nigeria, tell a man of God, I cannot stand boldly to talk about the injustice of this country. I want to say that on the judgment day, God will call you by your name. Asking you what we are here to do in the time like this. He will call you, he will hold you accountable. He will ask you your responses concerning his people in this country. All you know is the time and the state of my side. I cannot stand up boldly and confront the injustice and the genocide going on in Nigeria. At the judgment day, God will stand me up. I ask you, you man of God, you community, what was the response concerning my people in the land of the African in Nigeria? You will come here and say, what was the response of the Nigerian government concerning my people, the African in Nigeria? You will call me, so many and so many of you. Listen to me. If you want to know you want to be out of God's anger, you stand up and talk about the injustice going against the children of God. That's what I want to say. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. May God bless you too. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Yes, of course, we will have a break and try to come back in the next couple of hours. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we have reached you from London, Manchester, number 4, and we urge you to keep on keeping on. Tomorrow, there will be a live commentary, live coverage of the protests in Biafra land, and we urge you to call in and, of course, report what is happening where you are. Arm yourself with cameras, with video cameras, with mobile phones, and with every device or tools with which you can take pictures. More importantly, targeted at Nigerian police, Nigerian army, Nigerian navy, and whatever they call themselves, who are out there to molest the indigenous people of Biafra. What else can I say? We have come, we have deliberated this evening, and it is time to go. We ask God Almighty to continue to guide us, to continue to renew us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Thank you, and good night from London.
I also see my people in Delta, Cross River and Akwa Ibom. I can see my people in a Enugu. I can see my people in Anambra. I also see my people in Ebonyi, Imo and Abia, Igala and Idoma. Biafra, Oluwa, Biafra, Oluwa, Biafra, Oluwa, Biafra. And it could be before God and man to see the unification of all Biafra. Has it been said already? Let it be done. We are the children of Chukwudike and Biafra. Hey, we are one family. The same DNA, descendants of Mary, descendants of Barodi. We are one people. We are traceable to the land of Israel. Our ancestral home. Sing it. Aluha, Biafra. Aluha, Biafra. Aluha, Biafra. Aluha, Biafra.
descendants of Parody. We are one people. We are traceable to the land of Israel.
Speed.